Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned with us for the next hour, and we'll lead you to a deeper connection to your body and soul. Each Friday on Opening to Ecstasy, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, coaches, authors, and agents of change helping you awaken the beauty in your life. There's a movement underway that's calling women to transformation. The challenging part of this transformation is that it can make you feel like you're going crazy and you don't even know who you are anymore. Stay tuned for today's show and learn how the ambitious achiever can overcome when they hit the brick wall. Our guest today, Tambra Hark, is a spiritual mentor and speaker and author of Sacred Truths, An Unveiled Path to an Abundance of Joy, Meaning, and Love. She guides women entrepreneurs through the soul-level transformation so they can experience more joy, wealth, and love in their lives. She specializes in helping women create a balance between their ambition, vision, and drive, and their creative, collaborative, spiritual approaches to life. And I have had the pleasure of speaking with Tambra several times and have read her book and own her book, Sacred Truths. And when I speak to Tambra and when I've read her book, this very peaceful, calm feeling comes over me with making space for this really bubbly joy. So I highly recommend her book, Sacred Truths, which I'm sure you can get from her site. And Tambra has gone into sort of honing in her movement to working with what she calls emergent women. And this is a select group of women that are called to live a certain path of transformation, of maturity and potential. She's meant to serve today's changing world. The emergent woman is a leader in her community, in her family, in business. She may own her own business. She may have been in the quote-unquote corporate world. It's not about where she leads, simply that she is a leader. And the story of this woman's journey is that in the beginning, this woman's path is not an easy one. Still, she finds it rewarding. She works hard, and she's proud. In the middle, it can be horrifying and frightening, even crazy-making, as everything around her seems to be shredding. She hits a wall where she's no longer able to perform. When she emerges on the other side of the transformation, she's richer, wiser, healthier, more balanced, and of greater service. And she experiences a sense of ease and well-being she's never imagined was possible. And on her site, Tambra says, "I am one of these women. Perhaps you are too." And I have to say that I'm one of these women. I'm in the middle, in the shredded part. Hear my throat even going off as I say that. And I was just talking to Tambra, and I said, "Oh, my goodness. It must be the subject that we're talking about, because I have this feeling like the ground sort of come out underneath me and this feeling in my stomach as if I'm in a roller coaster in that fun part where you're dropping, but it wasn't how I was actually wanting to feel right now, but it's how I am feeling." So I am very, very excited to have this conversation with Tambra. Tambra, welcome to Opening to Ecstasy.
Thank you so much. I had you on mute. I'm glad, because I was kind of giggling and talking. While you were speaking.
Giggling and chuckling is allowed on my show.
Well, yeah, you know, and then there's that place where, you know, I so often hear exactly what you just said, that people often tell me that they have an experience of of listening to my voice in particular about something that's calming that happens for them. And I think that's so interesting because I'm often talking about really difficult subjects. And I love the juxtaposition of we can talk about these are what could be difficult subjects or difficult things to feel, and at the same time have a calming response to them. And I think that's some great feedback. I really appreciate that reflection. So I was having some perspective as you were introducing me. I'm thrilled to be here, and I love the name of your show.
Thank you, and I appreciate what you share with the world. I really do. And right now, it actually makes me uncomfortable because, like I said, I am in that middle place, and it was great for me to hear your description, to hear you speak it, and to read it on your site, because I went, oh, okay, so I'm in that middle uncomfortable place, and I loved reading the part that on the other side. So I want to start by you explaining a little bit more about this process, this path, and I'm most interested in hearing about, you know, getting to the other side. But I'm also, you know, going to let you, you know, guide the conversation to where you feel it most needs to go. I know you're a very intuitive woman, but I was thinking if you could start by just explaining a little more in your own words what you mean, although what I was reading was mostly your words anyway. What you mean about the emergent woman.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So, you know, it really is a path of transformation or of awakening. And it's one that's not commonly talked about. And it's a specific transformation that, there are ways that men are called into this, but I'm going to be really gender specific, that this particular path is a spiritual path for a select number of women. It's not that all women have this path. But those of us who do seem to be in greater numbers than ever before. I think it, you know, I could, guess or use third eye to give some perspective on why that is. And I think we could look at a lot of reasons why more women are opening to this particular path of transformation now than ever before. Like we have greater, you know, a more expanded consciousness, for instance, in humankind today than we've ever had before. So, but the why it's happening is actually not, the why it's happening in numbers, I think, has to do with a call that we're all experiencing, the cultural call to awakening. This path in particular is not due to this awakening. This path is not due to, you know, it being 2011. It's not as a result of the last 50 to 100 to 500 years of living in a patriarchal society. And I can say that with certainty because some of the information I found out about this transformational path dates back to 3500 BC. That's ancient, you know, like, so long ago that we can't even begin to suggest that this path has anything to do, this particular way to awakening and transformation. It doesn't have to do with the era in which we live. And it does, because we're living here today. So here's what the path generally looks like. Here's the overview of it. Woman, successful, and even if she's not as successful as she wants, she's an achiever, she's driven, she has ambition, her vision is always expanding. Sometimes it's very much about the other people might see her as being ego-based, where she's really like the A student or the top sales earner or starts her own businesses or is always in the leading position in community service or, you know, serving on boards or, you know, we all know her and you might be her, this woman I'm describing. In the early stages of it, she works really hard and she it's kind of a badge of honor. That even the things that come easy to her, she doesn't just appreciate them. They're almost like, yeah, that comes easy. I have to work hard. Like there's something about the proving and achievement that's really, it's like a sheet of armor that she wears. And she doesn't know she's wearing it. She thinks that she is that armor or that identity. The second stage is, something happens, or usually many things happen in the course of a short period of time that eventually have her feel like she's hit a brick wall and that now nothing works. Nothing that she used to be able to do to get past the challenge works anymore. And it could be that she was in a car accident, which is what happened with me, when I first, before I found out about this ancient myth that dates back to 3500 BC, it was from a Sumerian poem, I had been in a car accident. But that wasn't really the only thing. The car accident was really, for me, the brick wall, that thing that I just came, bam, right up against, and I just couldn't quite get over afterward. Some people, it's illness. Sometimes it's the end of a relationship. Sometimes it's all those things. Sometimes it's the loss of money or health or their home or just an inability to have the things that they identify themselves with in achievement stop working. And it feels like, if I'll be a little PC about this, it feels from the inside like, holy crap, stop it! And her response is to want to grab on and work harder, because it's how she knows to perform. It's how she knows to get through the challenges in life. And it's important that we know how to work hard. But in this transformational path, the gripping does not help, and it perpetuates the pain that she's experiencing. So the third step is...
We're not going to have time before break to go into the third step. And although the third step is where I find myself most drawn, but that's partly me wanting to wiggle away from being where I am.
Yes, exactly.
So, wonderful. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned, and we'll be back after a short break with more from Tambra on this amazing path of the emergent woman. We'll be right back.
Take all of your wasted honor.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have Tamber Hark, a spiritual teacher and mentor and author, an amazing woman who's able to take really difficult topics and add a sense of ease and peace and joy while you go through these. And she's talking today about the emergent woman, and she spoke about, you know, this woman who's driven. She may not be as successful as she wants to be, but she is driven for success and is often very successful, and working hard, and then gets to a certain point where she hits what Tamber calls a brick wall. It could be anything from car accident, illness, injury, loss of a relationship, but the things that were working to bring her that sense of achievement no longer work. And she was just about to go into the third step, and I'm going to let you take it from here, Tamber. I'm all ears.
Right. You're all ears. So the third step is that, like I had said, that if she's gripping, she's perpetuating the pain. She's gripping to, hold on to the old way of being. So to stop the particular experience of pain, she has to release. So the third step is about the release or surrender. And it feels counterintuitive to her to do this. It feels like, no, I'm going to die, really. I'm going to fall into the pit of the earth if I let go here. And the truth is, you might. And actually, that's the gift, is that in the letting go, in the releasing of trying to get those things to, you know, whatever those things are that you're trying to achieve, whether it's, you know, we can talk about those in more detail. I'm trying to give the overview still. So the release and surrender. And it's frightening to do it because she thinks that she's giving in and giving up. But spiritual surrender is quite different than it's inviting her into a new experience of herself and of life. And it's only through release and surrender that she has any potential of stopping the immediate pain and of moving into a space that has her have an experience that's more extraordinary in living than she's ever imagined possible. So she must learn the art of surrender. And then surrender again, and then surrender again. I'm going to stay as an overview as I can here. And then the fourth step is, it's almost like she's now been stripped away, but now she's done it voluntarily. Stripped away, I'm handing it over, I let go, I surrender that which is less than, so that I can be open to that which is greater than or higher than in my spiritual self. And now she can begin to listen on a level that she's never heard before. She can listen to her divine guidance in a way that's not separate from the divine, but engaged with the divine. She can listen to her own soul. She can hear and feel and sense and imagine and be inspired by her own true desire. She can feel the experience of vitality in her body, even if it's still like new life. This piece here, this fourth step, is very much like the metaphor of what happens when a caterpillar is now in the cocoon. And it's not, and it's just goo. You know, it's goo, but it's forming. There's life there, but it's not identifiable yet, and it doesn't know what it's becoming. And so there's really this very extraordinary, place where you can take breath in this fourth step. And it's new to her. And she can't get here if she didn't do steps 1, 2, 3, and 4. step five, and, you know, obviously this is not like a map step where you go, step one, I'm in the square one, yeah, okay, let's get jump number two. These are evolutionary, you know, there's a gestation period for each one of them, and the timing is unique to each of us. But the fifth step is what the whole path is about, and that's what I call emergence. So she moves now from this primordial goo in the cocoon to, she might be becoming a butterfly. I tend not to think it that way because we have so many, like, airy-fairy, sweet and loving princessy feelings about butterflies. Butterflies are a great analogy or metaphor for transformation. And we can make them a little too sweet. So you might be emerging into a butterfly. You might be, like, I like to think of it as equally masculine and feminine, equally connected to earth and heaven, equally having the capacity to listen to deep inner wisdom, to feeling and knowing and hearing and trusting the wisdom of your own soul, and to being able to function in the outer world in really spectacular, collaborative, dynamic ways. Like, equal in all those directions. So inner, outer, left, right, up, down, you know, like you could, if you can see me, I'm doing things with my hands and arms. Yes, like an inner marriage of balance. That's what the emergence makes possible.
That's so beautiful, Tambra, when you're talking about the woman surrendering and not knowing, you know, feeling like, oh, I might die, and you said, well, you know, in the sense that you might. It reminded me of the story, we don't know, you know, how true the story is, but of Dr. Yashui with Reiki, you know, that he was on the search and that he was told, you know, he was going to go, you know, sit on the mountain for 21 days and to get the answer, this healing path and how to heal other people, and that he was told that when the great light came to him that it might kill him, or it would give him the answer he was seeking, and that he could say no when it came. And so the story is, you know, every day he threw one stone. He sat in a circle of 21 stones. Every day he threw one stone, and then on the 21st day he throws the stone, and it's dawn, and the great light comes. And he had that moment of choice, knowing that if he said yes, that it might kill him, and said yes, and that's where we got the tradition of the Reiki healing practice.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that story, Lynette. That's fabulous. Yeah, and so there's a parallel to what you're describing that's often referred to as the shaman's journey.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's the awakening to, it's the allowing of and the releasing of to say, not even I might die, I surrender to this ego death. It really is an ego death. And path of emergence is an ego death in that third level where you're really in the release and surrender. And I usually talk about this path as relating to, and you can probably hear it in the way that the ambitious achiever, that first level, there is nothing wrong with who she's being. It's actually quite compelling, and she's got a lot of skill she's developing and resource and influence, and she can contribute to her life. It's not that she's necessarily selfish, although she could be, you know, selfish in that quote unquote bad way. But she also has resources that she, you know, could be providing jobs. She's probably providing well for her family. She's contributing to the economy, if nothing else, because of the way she's achieving. And her identity is very much in a masculine form. And in a kind of patriarchal value masculine form, where it's about, you know, being like the hero or the king. And sometimes also about that kind of masculine that would create structures like laws and rules, which of course makes it really hard for her when she's hitting the brick wall and being asked to surrender, because now she has to break all her own rules. Like, I can't let go, I have to power through. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you can't power through anymore, honey. Your body's going to give out. But the masculine, it's not that the masculine's dying off. It's the identification with that part of her that says, I can be in this masculine tribe. She usually, many of the women, almost all of the women who I have ushered through this transformational path, including myself, start off saying, oh, but you don't understand. I am more of a man than any of the men in my life.
Yes.
Ooh, pretty. How's your intimacy?
Yeah.
Not so good. It wasn't great for me either. I'm not saying that to you, but to, you know, to the
no,
women.
I understand. I've heard many women say that they're more of a man than any man that's ever been there.
Yeah, and doesn't she wear it with a badge of honor? Yeah.
Yeah, and as I'm listening to you, for myself, I can see I've gone through this path several times. And I'm going through it definitely again now. And having gone through it, you know, I came with the opening to ecstasy, and it was definitely a path of surrender, but I can feel how I haven't, you know, I've been able to teach it, I've guided other people through it, I've experienced it, but I can feel there's some way that I've kind of kept myself removed and not fully surrendered or given in or given up my, you know, and I'm still trying to power through and do it in my own strength. And we only have 2 minutes to break, but I'm looking forward to going a little deeper even. It's so wonderful talking with you, and the time always goes so quickly. So before we go to break, I want to make sure we give your contact information. So could you give your contact information?
Sure. The best way to connect with me is on my main website, which is TamberaHark.com, and I'll spell my name. It's TamberaHark.com. And actually, if you want to find out more about this path of a transformation, there is a recording that I have available on there as well. And you can just sign up on that page. And there's lots of things. You mentioned finding my book. It's accessible on that page as well.
Wonderful. Yes, her book is very, very lovely. You can just pick up and read parts of it. And there's just this peaceful, joyful feeling that can come over you just sitting for a moment reading Tamara's book, Sacred Truth. All right, you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. We're going to go on a short break, and when we come back, we're going to continue on the transformational path that is the emergent woman's path. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com.
Action Whey and Emerald Sea combined give your body the complete nutritional foundation nature intended. Hi, this is Paul Bland. Since I have been drinking Action Whey and Emerald Sea on a daily basis, I've started building the nutritional foundation that nature intended. I am 57 and my blood pressure is 120 over 78. I've lost 20 pounds. I have more energy and I feel great. For more information on building a foundation of nutrition naturally, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com. As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And today we're talking with spiritual mentor, author, teacher, Tamber Hark. And you can go to her site, TamberHark.com. That's TamberHark.com. And you can find out more about this movement she's talking about. There's a free talk on her site that you can get. And then I highly recommend her book, Sacred Truths. And if you would like to contact with me, my site is OpenLiveNow.com. It's OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com. Either one gets you to the same place. My contact information is there. Okay, Tamber, you're doing such a beautiful job talking about this path. And what was coming up for me is that I've gone through this path a number of times in my life already, and I can see that, and I am definitely in the middle part now, that part where you're kind of being taken apart, and I feel myself kind of resisting and scratching the walls and prolonging my stay here. And I've taught a lot of people about surrender and opening, and I'm actually an excellent teacher of that. and I really get it, and I can, you know, write about it and speak about it. And yet, and I've experienced it in moments and at times, but I still feel this huge resistance. And one of the things that I work with my clients on is getting things in their body, and I feel that I'm not getting it in my body, that I'm still trying to do things myself, still trying to control, still feeling like it's all up to me. So I was wondering, what do you have to say about the women like myself and all the other women that are still, kind of stuck in this middle place where things are coming apart and they're having such a hard time really letting go because they feel, like you said, they might feel like they're even going to die. I feel like they have to stay in control.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so happy we're talking about this because, there is the energetic transmission. I know when I talk about the past that it serves because at least we have a cognitive understanding like, oh my God, I'm not alone. You mean that like there's actually a map? That must mean other people have done it and enough other people have done it that it got a map. And I clarified this map from my own experience, and then as I really answered the call to focus my work and my message to serve women in this way, I knew that it was helpful to have a map. I also know that it can be really distracting to hear words that sound like mythology and theology and sociology and psychology, and because in our interpretation of the words, we keep it all intellectual. And you're absolutely right, this is an in-the-body experience, and it's not mind, it's not brain against body. And I don't use the word mind because our mind is in everything. Our mind is in our thoughts. Our mind is, your stomach has a mind. Your left toe has a mind. So your mind is, there's a knowingness, an examplenessness of all of you. But if you go from the intellectual to the body, there is, it's not that there's a disconnect, it's that there's an unfamiliar pathway. The two don't generally know how to listen to or comprehend one another. So I say all these things, and I know we're going in through the intellect, and then we're like, whoa, that's a very interesting concept. And I think that it maps out like this, and then we have theoretical conversations instead of shifting the energy, because this really is an all-energetic process. And that's one of the reasons that in my work, what I really do is support my clients in getting an energetic relationship to the experience they're having, and then we design specific life integration practices that help them make that energetic shift internally or through behavior or through thought process or through prayer or through meditation or through dance. Like, it just depends on what the method of, it depends on the person, what the practice is.
Yes.
But I do want to give a couple of ideas because we've got to get it in the body to facilitate the transformation. And the mind is helpful because at least we know we're not alone and that there is a place that's coming. And it's good to be able to know that in our minds. It's really good. I can tell you, there was a woman last summer who came to work with me for a different project. She was a client. She signed on. She was thrilled to work with me. I adore her. I love loving my clients. I love the people that come to work with me because we have these really, like, rich, rewarding, fabulous relationships. And I love this woman. And we were having a meeting about something relative to her business, and we're sitting out on my patio on a summer day, and she starts telling me about, damn it, Tamber, you don't understand, like, nothing is working. She had hired a really high-end, very, very, like, big-dollar coach and was doing everything that she thought she was supposed to do and was struggling with wanting to do it, and the business wasn't working, and yada, yada, yada. And I finally realized, oh, my God, she's in the descent. So I told her about the path, and then what we did was design for her. And she has really good spiritual legs. That's what she calls them, spiritual legs. And I would say this about you, Lynette. You're like, you have a long history of having access to spiritual practice. And so I'm going to offer this because I suspect that your listeners have that capacity too. what this client did was we designed a ritual for her. And this might not be something somebody wants to do entirely by themselves. It was perfect for her to do by herself. She chose to have a several days at her home by herself. She got some key ritual elements that were important to her, you know, some candles, a journal, I think she used some covers or sheets or things like that that she could actually have the experience of removing from herself. And she walked herself through the ritual of release. And using the ancient Sumerian poem that I mentioned to you, it's called the path, the poem is about the queen of heaven and earth. Her name is Inanna. And in that poem, she walks into the underworld, and at each gate, she is called to give something up. And so if you were to imagine for a moment right now that you were standing at the gate wanting to hold on to your belongings, but also knowing that the release is what brings you to what you really desire. And the gatekeeper says to you, you must give me for passage something very valuable. I want you to remove your golden breastplate that's enshrined with stones with precious stones. And you physically reach to your body and you unclasp your breastplate and you remove it from your body. And a breastplate is armor that could go from your collarbone to your pelvis, right? You remove this shield and this armor, and you do it with an awareness that you're letting go into the energy of this shield all of the resistance to your release. You let the energy of all the things that say, no, don't, I want to stay masculine, I want to stay driven, I want to stay identified with my results, I want to keep my name, I want people to look at me and say, I admire her. Like, whatever those things are for you, you imagine them going into that breastplate and then hand them over to the gatekeeper, and they dissolve. So now we're in the act of the imagination. And now in energy is like we're in the same realm, right? Energy and imagination. And acting it out, like literally, I'm physically doing it as I say it to you, like literally taking this shield off. And you might need to do it over and over again. And while you do it, let whatever's coming up, the thoughts, the feelings, the stories, the memories of what it is you might think you are protecting, when what you're really do, what that shield is really doing is preventing your light from shining. And you keep removing it until the last vestiges are complete. And it might be something you do every day for 5 minutes. It might be like this client that I mentioned, Barbara. She put herself through a 2-day ritual in her home, and I talked to her 2 days later, and she was a new woman. Within 4 months, she had completely changed her relationship with her high-level business coach, told him that she had been honored to work with him, and realized that what she really wanted wasn't what his capacity to coach was going to support her in. She was grateful for the experience she'd had, and she let it go. She opened up a service in her business and got a flock of new clients to work with her in a completely new way, and that's something she had never considered offering. And they just appeared. Within that same 4 months, a man appeared in her life, and she had been very single for a number of years. And this man is now, without hesitation, is her beloved. I talked to her the other day, and she said, one of the things I now know about myself that I never knew before the emergence and the release was, I'm sweet. She said, I would have said, I'm not sweet. I'm smart. I'm sassy. I challenged it. And like, she said, you know what? I'm sweet, and I really love that about myself.
On that note, we need to go to break. We're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Stay tuned, and we'll hear more about the path of the emergent woman. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is in an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have spiritual author and mentor Tamber Hark, and she's been sharing with us the wonderful path of the emergent woman. And it's such a rich path that it's hard for me to even know how to put into words, but Tamber does it so beautifully. I hope you've been listening. If you're just catching the tail end, please listen to the replay that will be up on Transformation Talk Radio. On my site, Lynette McKenzie. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. I'm kind of all over the place because I'm so taken with what you're talking about, Tamber. I still feel the resistance, and I feel really excited. And the story you were just telling of working with your client was very inspiring to me because I've been in the same place. And with my business, I know that I started from a prompting of, you know, from spirit, but then that whole part of me that can be very driven and very much need to be in control kind of took over as far as driving the business. And it's been kind of a battle. And I know I'm going to announce what you're going to talk about next week, but Tamber is going to be on Opening to Ecstasy again next Friday. Yes, and she's going to be talking about this balance of the masculine and feminine energies and the full partnership. This is interesting. My voice is echoing back in my ear as I'm saying it. That happens occasionally. It's really fun to talk. So yes, I'm excited about that. And so, Tamber, so on this path, the emergent woman, What would you say to, you know, other women? Because I know that I'm not the only one. I know that many women are in this place of really wanting to help people, stepping forward, having a business, or being in some leadership position, and even women that are, you know, quote unquote stay-at-home moms, still have such a huge job that they're doing, and it's so easy to get into doing it in a way that is exhausting to us and depleting, and leaves us, you know, just always feeling a little tired and grumpy and out of sorts. What do you have to say to those women?
All right, I love this question. I'm going to say a few things that might just push buttons, and I hope so. I really do hope so, because I think sometimes we just need that, like, bang, like, wow, what?
Yeah.
So the first thing that I'm going to say is stop doing some of the things that people have been telling you to do for years. Stop doing the fake it till you make it. Stop it. You cannot fake being authentic. You cannot fake being real in this moment. So stop faking it till you make it, because you'll never make it, because you'll always know you're in the lie. Like, faking it is lying. Instead, because people, I can just hear people out there, even like, I can hear you all over the planet going, well, what do I do then? If I'm not there. Step into faith. You step into faith that you are supported. You are divine. You are an expression of the divine. You are here to expand and be a more glorious expression of your gifts. So there is no faking it. You're being who you have the capacity to be in this moment. That's my very first thing. Stop faking it till you make it, and return to faith. Because faith really does. And I'm not specifically talking faith like relative to a religion, and you may have faith in your religion, and that's exquisite. I'm saying have faith in that you are an expression of the divine. Your life matters. What you do with it matters. And there is no such thing as being stuck. There's no such thing as being stuck. It doesn't exist in nature, so it doesn't exist in us, because we are nature. So faith. Do everything you can to foster faith, nourish faith, step into faith. Be diligent about it. That's my first thing. My second thing is give up the control. You are not in charge. You are responsible. But responsible means being able to respond. Right? It doesn't mean you're in charge of the universe. It means that you're able to respond. So if you're standing in faith, if you're clear that and continuing to remember that there is a spark of vitality that burns in your soul, and that that is what you're responsible for, and then you respond to life from there. Now you're not in control. You are having an engaged relationship with your divine essence and the people who show up and the circumstances that show up. So nothing about anything out there can ever make you a victim or a perpetrator, period. It can't happen when you are being responsible to your soul and able to respond to your outer circumstances. I dig saying that. I could say that over and over again.
And I could hear you say it over and over again.
I'll tell you what, Lynette, this is one of those silly things that I love admitting, although I think it's funny, is I sometimes go back and listen to my own recordings. I listen, like, I can remember being really tapped in on a show that I did last year on faith, and I'll go back and listen to that recording on faith, because it's so powerful. I tell great stories in it, and I'm so engaged in faith that I listen to it, so I know what you mean. Could listen to it over and over again.
Yeah, it's really lovely, and we only have a couple minutes left here, but can you quickly say, you said there is no struggle in nature.
Mm-hmm. I said there is no stuckness.
Oh, stuckness. Stuckness,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, so, you know, when a tree goes dormant in the winter, when a tree goes, when its leaves fall, it doesn't die. It's in a different level of growth. It's, you know, it's responding to the outer circumstances, but it's not saying, I'm stuck and I just want to be in bloom. And no, it's got life happening on the inside. So even when you have the judgment of I'm stuck, you're not stuck. You're in a state of you're in an opportunity for transformation and finding a new way to be. And to shift your awareness even to that idea starts to create new possibilities. And I write and talk a lot about this, and I know we're short on time, so
that is so lovely. Well, speaking about us being short on time, we are to the end of the show for today. But as I said, Tambra is going to be joining us again next Friday, and we're going to continue and deepen the conversation of the emergent woman. And next Friday on Opening to Ecstasy, Tambra will be joining us again. That's Tambra Hark. TambraHark.com. TambraHark.com is her site. Be sure and go and check her out. She's got, you know, a lot to offer. In addition to her book, there's a talk on her site that will also deepen this conversation for you, and that's free. You can get that there. And next week, she'll demonstrate how women can discover new ways of accessing their deep feminine nature by balancing both feminine and masculine energy. You can create and support your life's vision. So next week we're going to go into bringing fully the masculine and feminine together into this inner marriage, this union where something new is created. So please be sure to join us next week, Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific for Opening to Ecstasy. Thank you so much for being on the show, Tambra.
It was my pleasure. I love hearing you be in your, radio host self.
Thank you. I really enjoy having you on air. That's why I asked if you could come twice, because I had you on once before, and the time went so quickly that it was just like, oh my gosh, it went faster with you than anybody. I thought, wow, it's like 5 minutes, and it was over. So
I like to bend time.
Well, you did a lovely job. So, and thank you, everyone, for listening. And again, I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com, and you can write your questions or send me an email. I'm very open to your communication, and I look forward to hearing from you. And I'm looking forward to talking to you again next week, Tambra. I'll meet you here again next Friday.
Excellent. Until then, we'll be opening to ecstasy.
Many blessings.
Thank you.
Bye.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.